Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Innes. I am delighted because I have somebody who personally I've been working with for the last couple of years, and I consider her not only my coach and mentor, but also my spiritual advisor, but also to a very dear friend. So, Lisa, thank you and welcome, beautiful.
Thank you so much, Christine Innes, for having me on your show today. I feel so deeply privileged and very honored to be here with you. And I absolutely love, love, love working with you.
I adore you, and look, I'm going to hand over to you because you and I can talk forever. It's been proven multiple times. So I'm going to hand over to you, introduce yourself, and I've got a lot that's coming through. So anyone who has watched the show, I literally get guided to what I need to talk about. And I know that there's some big things that you and I need to talk about today. So I'll hand it over to you, beautiful, and you can introduce yourself.
Thank you so much, Christine. Hello, everybody. It's just such a pleasure to be here today and share very briefly my story with you. So my name is Lisa Otaris, and 25 years ago, I actually was a very, very sick lady, but I had everything, so I thought, in the physical world. I was happily married. I had a beautiful home. I had two lovely children. I was working in the career of my choice. And well, I had money, I had everything. And guess what happened? My body failed me, and I actually developed MS, short for multiple sclerosis warning signs. I was so sick, I thought at times I was going to die. The medication, the herbs and vitamins that my naturopath gave to me, actually didn't work. I had no effect on me whatsoever because I was not meant to take any medication. My illness was my spiritual awakening. It awakened me from the slumber I'd been in all of my life. And it was through that that I actually healed myself. I connected with the angelic realm the day after actually the same day I came home from the naturopath, and she told me that my condition had worsened. This after I'd taken her vitamins and minerals and teas for 1 month. And you know what happened? Well, I cried and cried and cried, and that was the day of my epiphany, and that was the day of the commencement of my conscious awareness of my spirituality, because the angelic realm connected with me after I'd finished crying for hours. And they told me I was a very sick lady, not to take any medication, that they would help me to heal and they would guide me. And that was the beginning of my growth. So I started personal growth then, and I discovered that day that the essence of me being sick was all of the years of imploding energy from my past that I hadn't released, imploding emotions of unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, resentment, just all of this. When I started to do the forgiveness work, I started to feel the numbness and pins and needles in my hands and arms and feet and legs, and the pain throughout my body was becoming diminished. And to cut a long story short, it took me 2 years to heal. I did workshop after workshop. I did major forgiveness work, and I realized then the importance of forgiveness. That was 25 years ago. So fast forward 25 years later. By the way, I was then a nurse, and I loved my career because I love helping people. I was born to do this. And do you know, so fast forward 25 years later, I ended up leaving my nursing career 5 years after I became unwell and very unwell. And I started doing energy healing, and well, I'd call it energy healing. And from energy healing over the years, it's developed into coaching. So I'm an intuitive spiritual coach. But my major focus and what I've been born to do, and I know this now, is soul forgiveness. So soul forgiveness for me is my signature here on this planet. As much as I love energy healing, and I do, because I work on people's past, present, and help with the future, because I clear things working in the spiritual. So I work with the divine. I'm a divine intermediary. So I work directly with the divine, and I receive their wisdom and their knowledge and their guidance whenever I work with somebody. And it is just so amazing to be able to be an instrument of people's destiny, let us say, to help them to have the awareness and understanding of why they're ill, why their situation is the way that it is with their family unit, with their own personal life, with their career, with their spirituality, with their health, whatever. And soulful forgiveness is something that I do to help clear energy that people are not at peace with. But we are not talking superficial forgiveness where people say, I'm sorry. And people do mean it, but this is soulful. This is stemming from the soul. We are talking the inner beings, which is what the soul is. It's the collective consciousness of who we've been throughout history. So the inner beings are creating the problems and the situations, circumstances and events for people to experience unforgiveness, to experience the anger, bitterness, resentment, hurt, unforgiveness, betrayal, hatred, all those emotions, sadness, grief, unfairness, all this is stemming from the soul. So the soul creates situations with people, with personal people in relationships, or could be work conflict, could be just general conflict, so that we've experienced the emotions. And the reason is the soul wants us to heal it. Why? Because they want it, soul wants expansion of consciousness and the soul wants healing. And that's part of why we're here. And a lot of people will say, but you know, I forgive. Forgiveness is great, however you do it. But work I do is healing at a very deep soul level where it was created. So because basically the soul is recreating energy from our past lives. That's what is happening here. So over the years, I've been doing lots of energy healing and forgiveness work, because I'm the greatest advocate for forgiveness, because I'm telling you, when you forgive someone, you just don't forgive them, you're forgiving yourself, because you co-created with them and the soul's done it by design so that we can get in touch with the emotions. So I have noticed just doing this work how impactful, positively and beneficial it is for people I work with, and I just have so much fulfillment and joy doing this because it's actually what my soul wants me to do. And you know, I recently have been working with a lady that I actually have known for a long time. I knew her 30 years ago, and she's a doctor, and she's very sick. She's dying now, and she's chosen to leave this world because she's fulfilled what she wants to do and has come to do, and she was a marvelous doctor. And you know, when I found out she was sick, I called her straight away because we're good friends. And I said, look, I can help you and we can turn this around. And she says to me, she thought about it. And a couple of days later, she said, I don't want that. She said, I want to go. So I said, I will help you. We will do lots of forgiveness work. And so you can leave here on this planet peacefully and go to the inner dimension. And over there, then you can be at peace. Because you know what? When you don't do forgiveness work on yourself, what happens is you take the emotions with you when you pass over. And if people think you don't, it is not true. I know for a fact it is true, because spirits have come to me and told me, can you please help me? I'm not at peace. So soulful forgiveness and atonement and soulful forgiveness and self-acceptance, the work that I do, is so profoundly life-changing. And I was shown that when I worked with my friend, because she only had 3 sessions with me at the beginning. We did in total many more, but she had 3 sessions, and she said, nobody has been able to help me like you have helped me just in these 3 sessions. So I was shown the impact of what I do, because I'm working at soul level. And it is no accident I'm getting guided. It was no accident that happened with her, someone that knew me so well. She had to tell me that. So the work is, I love doing energy healing, but I think my passion, not I think, I know my passion is soulful forgiveness, because it gives me the greatest joy to be able to facilitate the transformation of energy for people at soul level where it was created by the inner beings to release them. And you know, just recently I've started doing workshops at home again. So I was facilitating self-forgiveness workshops 3 years ago before COVID, and I was running them from my premises, and also I was invited external to do some With some friends, and I loved it. And when COVID hit, I was so disappointed. Anyway, just recently, the divine asked me, "Lisa, you need to start them up because your clients are in need. There's a lot of things happening, and they said it's going to be cheaper for them because you do group sessions." And so I've started those up again, and I'm so happy because I see the transformation of energy that happens. And they do letter writing, but it's done in a sacred space because I'm there as the vessel from the divine, and as the people are doing the work, I'm there healing them. So the emotions are quite minimal, quite minimal, and they're able to express and release, and they're healing from soul. Like, this is, there's nothing like it. Like, when you heal at soul level, it's like you're healing what you have come to do, and that is heal the soul. Like, there's different forms and different levels of healing, and I think if I do, I really believe every modality that is out there has a place for the people that are doing it, and God guides the people to whatever is right for them at that stage in their life. I believe that no matter what people do, it's right for them. But this is work at the core of your being, where it originated, and it's something I've been trained to do. This has not happened overnight. This has been 25 years in the making, and this is why it's such phenomenally transformative work, and it's just so beneficial for people that have the experience of having it. And I just feel very honored and very privileged that I have this opportunity to work with God, to work with the divine, and to be able to share this with you, Christine, and your audience today, to I guess let people know what I'm here to do and what I am doing, and thoroughly loving and, fulfilling my mission.
Yeah, I love it. And honestly, I know, obviously, we've been working together, and I'm such a big believer. You know, ask me 5 years ago and talking about soul for forgiveness, talking even about forgiveness, I was just like, oh yeah, I say sorry. But I know personally the impact that it has when you do the proper forgiveness work. And like you said, I think it's really key too, because a lot of people go, well, how can I forgive when something terrible has happened? But you made it really, okay, one of the things that I've learned a lot about you, it's also forgiving yourself too, because a lot of the times is that something happens, and yes, something terrible, like, indescribable has happened, but how does somebody forgive that? Like, what is the actual purpose for someone to forgive either that other person or something that's happened, but what does it allow back into your life?
So, when we do forgiveness work relating to others, we are not only forgiving the other person, but we're forgiving ourselves, because our soul brought that person into our life for a reason, and that is so that we could actually have the dispute or have the conflict with them, or it could be hurt that you feel, because it's giving you the opportunity to actually heal an inner being, could be one, could be multiple, with that same energy that created it for you in this lifetime for, well, you to experience, so that you could actually heal your soul. So traditional forgiveness is wonderful when people say, "I'm sorry." And that is acknowledged, but that's to do with, let us say, it's to do with the situation you have had, all right, to you. Soulful forgiveness is a very different level of work, because I'm actually working with your soul, I'm working with your inner beings, and I'm healing the energy at soul level, where it was actually created, where it originated. It's different work, because over the years I've been doing forgiveness work, and it wasn't until the divine said, "Now it's time for," they came up with the name. The divine came up with the name soul forgiveness, and I had to register it, which I did. I've trademarked it, and under that umbrella comes all these different things that I do now. And it's just, so if you're sick and you do not do forgiveness work, the chances of you recovering compared to if you do forgiveness work, because that's your, the reason you're sick is because you're holding on to anger, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, sometimes betrayal. Often there's hatred, sadness, grief. All those emotions have caused the sickness, because our body, this physical body, is made to be perfectly healthy, and we don't need external things to put into it for it to heal, because the soul creates everything. And when they see you doing the inner work, what happens is the soul then allows your body to heal, and the higher parts of you, your higher self, if your higher self isn't the divine, because some people have the divine as their higher self because they've been that throughout history, but if you haven't got a divine being that will heal you, what will happen is the divine part of you, your higher self, connects to the higher realms, and they will call in whoever is needed to heal your body. That's how it works. I know this because for the last 2.5 decades, the divine's been teaching me all this wisdom. So if you're sick, you can never heal with the same thoughts, same emotions that created the illness. You have to change your thoughts. This is why when I was sick with the MS, warning signs, that month, naturopath told me to rest, to take her herbs, her teas, her vitamins and minerals, and come back and see her in a month. And I did everything she said. I rested more than I'd ever rested in one whole in my entire life. And I followed her protocol to the T. And yet when I went back, my condition had worsened, because this didn't change one bit. But the moment I started doing forgiveness work, when the divine connected to me and said to me, do forgiveness, and I listened to Louise Hay's tapes, You Can Heal Your Life, and there was 12 cassettes. And I was, the minute I started listening to them, and because I didn't know anything about the metaphysical back then, I was completely grounded in the medical system. I didn't understand anything. And then I felt my body, I felt these start to change. The numbness and pins and needles and the severe pain started to diminish. It didn't go completely, but it diminished. So I saw immediately, the minute I started to write the letters, I saw the evidence inside of me. And that's why forgiveness is, if you really want to, if you're unwell, doesn't matter with what, if you are sick in any way, shape, or form, forgiveness is a major component of you healing. Forgiveness and changing your thoughts. And we are talking really meaning it, because if you are inauthentic, just remember this, if you are inauthentic, and that is if you say, Lisa said, I have to forgive you, so I'm going to forgive you, I'm sorry, but it's tongue in cheek and it's not authentic, and you do not mean it. Your soul knows this, and it's disregarded. So you have to really mean what you're doing. And you know what? And when I hold workshops, people sometimes say that I want to forgive, but I'm just not ready. It doesn't matter, I say, just the mere willingness that you have, just the willingness alone is enough for your soul to see, okay, she's not ready or he's not ready, but they're willing, and that is what is acknowledged. And over time, you will be receptive to and aligned with totally forgiving. I don't have an issue at all with anyone that does anything to me, and I mean that sincerely. When I hear and when I find out and when I know someone's done this to me, to hurt me, to sabotage me, or whatever it is, I say, thank you, universe. This is the next level of my growth. I don't like it. I mean, no one likes to be hurt, but the thing is, it's done for me, not to me. This is all about our soul. This is all about the soul's journey. This is all about the expansion of the soul's consciousness. This is all about healing the soul. And when you know this knowledge, life changes. And that's what's happened with Christine, and I know that.
Yeah, and honestly, that it's interesting that phrase, it actually came to me just before you said it, but it's not happening to me, it's happening for me. It took me a long time to work that out because I, like, as I've gone through and I've learned a lot of things and done even more coaching and development and work on myself and worked with other people, the biggest thing that I've come to learn is that we're here just to learn. We literally are here to learn every single day. So if you sit in what I love to call the victim mindset, which is the poor me, why me sort of thing, you're not going to learn from it. So if you are sitting there thinking, oh, this always happens to me or whatever, you're never actually going to change. And this is what also I feel is so powerful is that what you've taught me, I can now apply to so many different things in my life and go, okay, well, what have I got to learn from it? What do I need to learn and what do I need to grow so I can A, step up higher to myself, and to show up more to the world, but also too to show up more for myself. And I think so many people are showing up for others opposed to showing up for themselves.
You know, I learned years ago, I learned the greatest lesson of my life, and that was the divine said to me, Lisa, we want you to fall in love. And we want you to fall in love with yourself first and foremost, because you are going to be with yourself for the rest of your life. And falling in love with other people, for example, a partner, I've stayed single for 10 years since my divorce. I have not had a partner in any way, shape, or form. No male partner, and obviously no female partner. And the reason for that is I'm very focused on my inner work. I want to be always the best and highest version of me. And I don't want to be taken away from my mission, because my mission is very important to me and my soul. So I've consciously chosen to stay single, and because this actually suits me, and I have fallen in love with myself. And do you know what? When you fall in love with yourself, you actually project that love onto other people. And it's so, because the love I have for humanity, and I just want to help everyone, whether they're in the darkest place of their life, and they're actually the ones I want to help the most, because I feel for them. I have such deep compassion and empathy for them. I really and truly do. And whether they've been in a dark place and they want to come out of that, I want to help them. Whether they're in a good place and they want to get to a better place, I want to help them. But having fallen in love with myself, what it's given me the opportunity to be, and that is live the greatest and highest expression of me, because I've learned to love and embrace all parts of me, my shadow, my disowned self, all the things I didn't like about me, I've learned to embrace. And I've learned to not just embrace them, but claim them and love them, because that's what's made me whole and complete. And it's allowed me now to be able to share what I have learned in the last 25 years, because I condensed 25 years of knowledge and growth, inner work, into sessions with people. You people are so I think privileged and honored, everyone on this planet, I mean, to be living right now on this planet. I don't think people realize how lucky we are, because right now we're going through so much that a lot of us haven't ever experienced throughout history. And right now we have got growth opportunities happening every day, every day. And if you see it for what it is, it's a privilege to be here. Yes, it's hard. I'm not going to tell you it's not, because we are challenged in every area of our lives, but this is what the soul is wanting us to do, to help us. And they're giving us the clues when we have the experience. The inner beings are giving us the clues. This is a growth opportunity. Don't hold on to anger, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness. Don't go into sadness and grief and become depressed, because when you do, you spiral downwards and you go into a rabbit hole, and then every morning you can't get out of that. You're meant to do the work and release everything that happens as it happens, and never go to bed feeling, oh my God, today was the worst day. Release everyone and everything that's come into your system, into your life that day, and that's upset you in any way, shape, or form. Because your soul, every time you release, let go of anyone or anything and forgive them, you are not just forgiving them, you're forgiving yourself. You're helping your inner beings to heal. And it's like a win-win-win. I'm all about, when I do anything with anyone, I'm all about a win for me, and it's a win for me just being with you and just having the privilege and honor to work with you. So for me, it's a win, because I'm fulfilling what I'm here to do. But it's a win for them. And what I want from the session is not just a win for them. I want them to then be able to share the wisdom and knowledge that I share with them, and my expertise with their friends. So I like to say a win, win, win. So it's a win three ways.
Yeah,
It's not just a
absolutely.
win for me. I really work on that premise, because for me, it's all about sharing the wisdom and knowledge I have inside of me, that I've acquired through my own growth and through my teaching, to help people. Because I would love everyone to be able to live in balance, have inner peace, because inner peace is just an amazing thing to have, and that comes through growth and through releasing. So balance, inner peace, health. Of course, we all want health. We want the great health to have prosperity in our lives, to have the abundant mindset, and for people to live the greatest version and expression of them and their lives. And that's what I aim to do with everyone I work with. And I love it. I love it. And if only, I guess the conscious awareness was more than what it is for people that are on this planet, life would be much easier for them, because that's actually what every single person has actually come to do. We've all come to heal the soul, expand the soul's consciousness, connect, firstly discover what your sacred contract is. So the sacred contract is your soul purpose. We've all come here for soul lessons, but we've all got a soul purpose, and sometimes it's more than one. So we've come to discover what that is, connect with that, then fulfill your sacred contract to the best of your ability, either helping humanity, the animal kingdom, the planet, the inner dimension, which is the spirit world. Some of us are here to do one, two, three, and some of us are here to do all four. But that's what I've been told by the divine. That's why we've come down to this planet. And if you're here right now, and that's why I've said everyone that's living, and they don't see it yet, but it is a privilege to be here. Everyone that's living has come for that specific purpose. And people, because they often question, why am I here? Well, we're here for growth. We're here because for the past 10,000 years, we've never done growth. We've never had the opportunity to heal the soul. And this incarnation is all about healing the soul for those that want to. Now, for those that don't, it doesn't matter, because there's plenty of times to come back if you want to come back. But for people like myself with awareness and living from a conscious state of being, I know for me, the most important thing in my life is to do the inner work, because the inner work keeps me in balance and keeps this for me, inner peace is, and see, your peace and happiness, this is the thing. Your peace, inner peace and happiness comes from in here. It actually stems from the soul, because, and people say, well, that's not true, I'm happy. But you know what? You're happy because you're depending on external things to make you happy. That could be relationships, it could be a nice car, it could be going on holidays, it could be, enjoying your food. But inner peace and happiness stems from in here, because you can go out and buy yourself a new piece of jewelry tomorrow or a new car. It's going to give you happiness. Oh, I'm not going to say to you it's not, your holiday is going to bring you happiness, but it's short-lived, because all the stuff that's in the soul, that all of the emotions from your inner beings, from their past lives, because remember, they haven't done growth for 10,000 years, and I know that for a fact, because the divines told me, you were not permitted to do growth, because spiritual connection was never encouraged. So inner work was not done. So you see, we've come here knowing we've come to heal the soul. And that's why, yes, it's hard, and yes, we're going through a lot, but it's a privilege to be down here on planet Earth during this lifetime, right here and right now. And I will always say that, even though life is challenging in every area, and it will continue to be, but the thing is, we're meant to do the inner work. I will keep impressing that on people, because those of you that are not doing it actually doesn't matter, because you can come back and redo it another lifetime. But for me, I sort of think, well, I've come here, and I've had the marriage, I've had the children, I've been in the career of my choice, I'm fulfilling now my sacred contract. For me, the most important thing now is do the inner work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess you and I have multiple conversations all the time, and I know that I'm going to get you back because we've got so much I want to talk about all of this with everybody as well. But if anyone could just start in just one spot, for me, I believe it's starting with gratitude, because it's something that you can do and you can learn quite quickly. What would be the one practice that you would say for someone right now for them to be able to implement into their life?
The one I personally I live an added I live my life with an attitude of gratitude, and by that I mean this: even when it's easy to say thank you for when things are good and when things are positive, but for me, when something negative and unfavorable happens, it's not beneficial for me in any way, shape, or form. Of course, I don't like it because I'm a human being, but I say thank you, God, for this experience because it's been done and it's been done so I can heal another aspect of my soul. So every morning I wake up and the first thing I do is I say, thank you, God, that I'm awake and I'm living another day. Thank you. Thank you for the roof over my head. Thank you for my incredible physical body that is healthy. Thank you for my motor vehicle that I drive. Thank you for the nourishment I have every day. Thank you for my amazing clients and the amazing work that I do. The minute you give gratitude, you're raising your vibration. Because gratitude is the quickest way. If you're ever feeling down, and if you ever feel depressed, you may when I run my workshops, at the very end, I ask people, now I want you to write a letter to yourself. And I want you to acknowledge all the good in your life, accolades or all your accomplishments. And this letter because everything else they shred, we shred, but this letter they actually get given an envelope and they take this one home with them. And when they're depressed and when they're feeling down or low, I say, I want you to take out this letter and I want you to read it to yourself because that's going to instantly elevate their vibration, their frequency, because gratitude is the quickest way to elevate your frequency. And you know what? People say, but why would I be grateful for bad things? Because it's done for you, not to you. It's not punishment. We live in victim land. We live the victim archetype. I lived it for about, I'll be honest, I actually didn't transcend the victim archetype probably about maybe 5 or 6 years ago. It hasn't happened overnight. It's taken me 2 decades because my soul's old. And I was doing all that work and I was like, why is this happening to me? And I knew it was done for me, but my inner beings wouldn't allow me to feel that energy till I had healed them. That's why I'm saying to you, I relate to everyone. I really and truly can relate to you all because I've been there. I've been there and done that where I've lived in victim land and I know how it feels. But unless you do the inner work, this is so crucial. It's hard to transcend the energy of victim archetype and victim land. And you know that because you've been there yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know how much I adore you. I love working with you. I always learn something new with working with you. And I love the fact that, it is when you teach me something, then I'm actually able then to pay that forward and to teach so many other people. Very excited because you are coming in the next book, which is called An Empowered Life, that we're getting released on the 14th of November. And I'm excited for people to read your beautiful chapter to really help empower them to live an empowered life, for them to be able to step into their best version of themselves as well. So I'm super grateful that you've shared your wisdom with us again in this book as well, lovely.
Well, Christine, as I said, I'm very grateful to be here as your guest today and to share my wisdom and knowledge because my aim is to help as many people as I can to live a, let us say, more balanced life and a happier existence. And if the words I've shared today has had, well, if it's reached the right people, I'm happy with that. And I feel privileged that you gave me this opportunity to share my wisdom.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for being here. Thank you to everyone who has watched this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I'm going to pop all the details on how you can reach out to Lisa, how you can work with her. And I just super grateful for you and to sharing your amazing gifts with us as well. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Christine Innes. It's been a delight.
Thank you to everyone joining us today. Remember to live life to the fullest every single day and be kind to yourself. Love and light to you all.
Thank you.